Oh, great. I've just completed my first mindfulness task. And the task I have completed is to walk mindfully from the exit door in the Blackrock Castle Observatory Cafe to my car. Walk, feeling the ground under my feet, feeling the shoes in which I'm walking, feeling the air, seeing things, and being completely present to the experience of moving from point A to point B along the way. And the interesting thing for me is that on the way I could see a lot of different things. What I was seeing was changing all the time. And in a way, I wanted to not make the seeing as vivid as it could have been. I actually wanted to allow the sights of, as I was walking, the sights to move across my eyes rather than to become focused on any one of them. At one point in the walk, I did decide I would practice focusing on a single black spot on the wall in front of me as I walked towards it. But otherwise, I kind of tried almost dreamily to allow the sight of what I was doing move past me as you would in a film rather than grab all of my attention. At the same time, I wanted to feel the air, and I did. I know it isn't that I actually inevitably, without even wanting it, could feel the air on my face. I could feel the two bags I was carrying, one heavier than the other, and I could feel one of them brush against the side of my leg as I was walking, and so on and so forth. In other words, I was practicing being fully present in the walk all the way, right to the very end, including the complications of putting the bags down, finding the key in my pocket, feeling the metal of the key and the sound of the key as I removed it from my pocket. And I won't go on. But the whole point is that I'm really, really pleased with that. I have no consciousness of my breath as I walked on that walk. I was conscious of the task of getting from A to B. It's a very different experience from sitting quietly in a chair and being anchored by the breath. But the doing of the task and being alert, noticing a woman coming towards me, having no agenda in relation to her except being aware of her existence and noticing her red coat and noticing a smile on another person's face, all of these things that were noticed, would so often have been not come into my awareness if I had come out of Blackrock Castle thinking about the next thing I was needing to do, or thinking about the things I hadn't done, or thinking about, you know, the next meeting or whatever. I would have gone through those things on autopilot, would have moved from A to B and not known how I got from A to B. As it was, I was very aware of this, the pace at which I walked. And it was slower than usual. I would have previously been purposefully getting from A to B, trying to maximize the efficiency of the time that I had. But on this particular occasion, I was actually enriching the experience. And I think now, having done it, enriching my whole life.